Swedish political youth movement demands EU open hearts and borders to migrants. By Chris Tomlinson on March 4, 2020. The Swedish Centre Party's youth movement, CUF, has called on European Union member states to open their hearts and borders to migrants amassing on the Greek border. The CUF made their statement on Twitter, saying, "We want to reform the system so that people can come here and become part of our society. Open your hearts and your borders." The group also slammed the centre-right moderate party who are also part of the alliance, in partnership with the centre party, the Christian Democrats, and the Liberal Party, for making statements on wanting to help secure the Greek border. Others were outraged over a moderate party image of leader Ulf Kristersson supporting border controls while wearing a barber wax jacket, which some in Swedish media have labeled as hunting apparel. Carolina Skog, a member of the Green Party, replied to the CUF tweet decrying the image of Kristersson, saying, "The fact that a party that once claimed to be a dominant party chooses to post a picture of its leader wearing hunting clothes while a refugee is shot on the border with Greece requires reactions, in addition to the image being taken down. Some fucking decency must prevail." The incident Skog referred to is a claim that a migrant was shot dead by Greek border guards, a claim that Greek government spokesman Stelios Petsis claimed was fake news, saying, "Video showing fatality on Greek-Turkish border is fake news. We call upon everyone to use caution when reporting news that furthers Turkish propaganda." Ida Altera, the chairman of the CUF who is quoted in the original tweet, went on to add that the main problem of the 2015 migrant crisis was that Europe did not let enough migrants in. During the height of the 2015 migrant crisis, young people were often seen, particularly in Germany, at train stations with signs stating "refugees welcome" and handing out teddy bears and other items to migrants who arrived. Sweden's migration board also deployed a so-called welcoming committee to help sign up asylum seekers for benefits at Stockholm's main train station in September of 2015. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @tomlinson@breitbart.com.